Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today, we're reminded that there can be no share in God's glory without the cross. Even the antiphon before the gospel quotes St. Paul, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. When Jesus prophesied his own betrayal and crucifixion in today's gospel, it didn't make any sense to his disciples because it didn't fit their understanding of what the Messiah came to do. And they were afraid to ask any other questions, like a person who might receive a bad diagnosis from the doctor and then refuse to ask any further questions. They too didn't want to know any more. How often, do we reject what we don't want to hear? We've heard in the good news of God's word, that we know the consequences of accepting or rejecting it, but do we give our full attention, and mold our lives according to it? Do we have to ask Our Lady to fill us, with the Holy Spirit and to inspire us with a greater reverence, for God's word and a readiness to obey it. Now, can you imagine, how ashamed the disciples must have been when Jesus overheard them arguing about who among them was the greatest. But, many times we're just like them, comparing ourselves with others and desiring their praise, the appetite for glory and greatness seems to be ingrained in us. Who doesn't cherish the ambition to be somebody when others admire, rather than to be a nobody. But even the Psalms, they speak about the glory God has destined for us. We read in Psalm 8, that God, it says, you have made them a little lower than a god and crowned them with glory and honor. Jesus made a very dramatic gesture by embracing a child to show his disciples who really is the greatest in the kingdom of God. Children depend totally on their parents for everything, and they trust without question. That's how we need to be. Jesus himself is our model. He came not to be served, but to serve. And St. Paul states that Jesus emptied himself and took the form of a servant. He lowered himself and took on our lowly nature that he might raise us up, and clothe us in his divine nature. Scripture tells us that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If we want to be filled with God's life and power, then we need to empty ourselves of everything. everything which stands in the way, you know, pride, self-seeking, glory, vanity, etc. You know. God wants us empty vessels so that that he can fill us with his own glory and power and love.